This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have a very insightful and intelligent researcher joining us in the second hour of the worldwide broadcast today. We have the founder of Global Research Magazine. He is a political science and history professor, Michael Chasadosky, joining us from Canada in the next hour. Now, a couple days ago, he wrote detailed breakdown of the lies and the fraud, and we don't know what lie is the big lie or what the truth is. We just know we're being lied to concerning the Saddam sons, the two brothers, Tweedledum and Tweedledee, who I believe are living with their father in Belarus. I believe the Russian and Iranian newspapers before I believe the Pentagon. I'm sorry, that's just the track record, at least on issues that are embarrassing to the certain elements of the globalist camp. I do. I don't believe Russia or Iran when they talk about something internal, but their intelligence is Saddam was flown out to safety, and our government admits they flew Taliban and Al-Qaeda leaders out to safety in Afghanistan, and that was staged, and we know they paid off Republican Guard leaders in gold bars and euros and dollars, so this fits with all the other pieces. I don't know where Saddam is, but I don't believe this military-industrial complex, this parasitic creature that is perched like a bloated tick on the cerebral cortex of America controlling the body politic. But first they say the bodies are charred beyond recognition. That's what the troops said, the first media said. Then, oh, here's their faces, and it didn't look anything like them, and they're uncharred. Then they roll out these wax statues, and they admit they're wax figures of the two Saddam sons or brothers. Just a wax mask. Oh, here they are. It looks like something at the low-end wax museum, because my parents would drag me all over the country and on road trip vacations like National Lampoons, and you'd be in a big city and go to the wax museum, it'd be pretty nice, but you know, the little town that had the old wax museum and the wax figures didn't look very good, and you know, maybe the nose was falling off of one. That's what these look like, the bad wax museums I've been to. But Professor Chasadosky is very good at breaking things down. There's a bunch of new developments on 911, new stuff, and he'll talk about this whitewash commission that's got some of the people involved in the terror attacks on the commission. That's coming up in the second hour. In the meantime, I could kick myself. I went through a lot of the news I didn't cover yesterday because I was too busy babbling and monologuing about the neocons, which I'm obsessed with, and rightfully so. But still, they admit they did tests on electronic voting machines. Now, we told you this last Monday and years ago, but here it is, Baltimore Sun, Associated Press, proven that these things are accessible from outside, designed to be hacked, designed as fraud vehicles. So that's coming up. Also, you may have heard the big story. The Pentagon has announced insider trading to be run on terrorist attacks from inside the Pentagon by the convicted felon. I mean, this is so crazy, it's like a Kurt Vonnegut satire. They're going to have the convicted five-time felon, Poindexter, running a literal betting parlor on dead U.S. citizens and dead foreigners. Folks, imagine if a foreign government started saying, place your bets on dead Americans. Well, they're doing it publicly, and they're doing it on purpose. I'll tell you why they're doing it on purpose when we get back. But The news is all like this today. It's all just as Twilight Zone as I've ever seen it. You don't want to miss this show.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
What is the New World Order? Well, it is a ancient society, a university of confidence men, of king rats, of con artists. And they take all the skills of the carnival barker, the strategy of an Alexander the Great or Julius Caesar, the vitriolic mass mind control of an Adolf Hitler, the ruthless cunning of a Joseph Stalin, the wanton, bloodthirsty nature of a Pol Pot or a Genghis Khan, mixed with the advertisement pitch men and Madison Avenue psychiatrists and psychologists, rolled into a computerized system of testing probabilities, overlaid with university sociologists and anthropologists, integrated and tested by mass focus groups. And that's the New World Order, a criminal society owning the dominant media, conditioning you, selling you a change in the society, a shift to the destruction of the family, the annihilation of the Second Amendment, the termination of private property and sovereignty and borders. And it's their own stated goals in black and white U.S., U.N., government documents to turn you into a mindless idiot. And they have succeeded with many people. A large cadre of folks wake up to the fact they're being lied to, so the globalists, in a sophisticated fashion, bring you a fake counterfeit solution. That is the neocons that co-opt you back into the matrix-like grid. And in the last segment, I talked about a Pentagon Deadpool. And it's called PAM. And it's overt. They have learned that if something is hidden in plain view now, and they just say it's normal, that the general public doesn't have a moral base or compass and will accept it as good and wholesome. We have now entered Orwellian doublethink world where people can't even engage in critical thinking on average. And so they announced that we're going to have a betting system similar to the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, run by the Pentagon and controlled and founded, and the architecture constructed by DARPA, the folks with the all-seeing eye pyramid, Total Information Awareness Network, that want to watch you and your family, run by the convicted felon Admiral Poindexter, involved in, you know, all the trafficking of goodies into the country and out of the country, all the goodies that MTV promotes, just a nice fellow. I was thinking about this morning. There's no way to even try to describe this properly. It's so horrible. It's so overt. And they're just calmly announcing it. They're going to bet on when will North Korea nuke the West Coast? When will North Korea nuke Japan? When will the Prince of Jordan be killed? When will there be another suicide bombing in Israel? They had all this on their website. It wasn't going to be generally announced to the public. It was going to be a Wall Street thing. And admittedly, its call options or put options, the most sincere, real form of gambling. And they were going to bet on how many U.S. soldiers were going to die, how many were going to get shot and killed. Imagine if a foreign country said, we're going to have polls and we're going to have put options and bets placed on Americans dying in Iraq. I mean, can you imagine the outrage, the screaming neocons, the howls? But when the Pentagon does it, they're going to get on the air and say, it's wonderful, it's good. The troops ought to thank Rumsfeld for this wonderful idea. And yeah, Admiral Poindexter's a felon, but let him run a giant casino. And folks, but look, this is being done on purpose. Daily now, when you open up USA Today and it says, yeah, your OnStar listens to you and it hooks into Homeland Security, and yeah, your cable box is watching you, and yeah, we're looking through your walls with helicopters, with high-tech systems, and yeah, we are signing up convicted felons who are illegal aliens to serve in the military. You know, when they do this, it's on purpose, folks. When they come out and say, we're going to sign the assault weapons ban, we're conservative. And then conservatives start just giggling, kind of in an insane fetal position from all of this. I mean, Saturday I was doing a talk show here on the network, and I started just laughing uncontrollably. It's, you know, they're coming to take me away. Ha ha, ho ho, hee hee. Like that little promo they play on the EIB network talking about Ross Perot. I mean, it's just, they are, look, they announced a homosexual high school in New York, okay? They announced that not just Tennessee, but many school districts have video cameras in the 10 and 12-year-old boys and girls' showers. They announced that, yeah, the vaccines are attacking kids' brains. We're going to make you take even more of them. You know, it's just, yeah, Ritalin causes brain shrinkage and heart palpitation in kids, but we're just going to go ahead and make more of you take it. Yeah, there's 3,500 missing kids in Florida that CPS took from families, and a convicted pedophile runs the database, but we're going to keep him in that position. They're practicing evil right out in your face. It's like in England, where they arrest you if you say the word homosexual, the scientific term. They arrest TV hosts. And Scotland Yard says with a straight face, well, our diversity unit says that that word could be offensive to some, so we're now arresting people immediately. We just raided 150 homes last night. We're going to do this every day now. Anyone that even looks crossly at someone, I mean, they're saying this. Well, we're going to ban the Old Testament because it says some mean things about different groups of people. That's BBC headline. I mean, folks, this new Pentagon thing is off the charts. And believe me, I've read some of the declassified 1960s Army psychological warfare manuals, and they talk about, you know, this shock and awe. They talk about dazing and confusing somebody just with the amazing bizarreness of it, the culture shock. They're trying to overload you so you just give up and go, I don't care anymore, I'm going to the golf course. And when you do that, they win, folks. They have come out and they have announced betting, private betting, on what type of terrorist attack is going to take place. And of course, a bunch of people pointed out that this is, quote, insane, this is crazy, how could you be doing this? They're going ahead with it. Because terrorists will blow stuff up and then make money off the put options, off betting on it beforehand. I mean, let's say you were going to remote control with your mobile trucks that you've had for 30 years, a couple of jets into the World Trade Centers, and let's just say you had the power to order NORAD to stand down and shut down, and as a smokescreen, you could say it was a drill that morning of flying hijacked jet airliners into buildings, so you could tell everybody it was just a drill, stand down for an hour and a half as the transponders had been turned off, normally would have scrambled fleets of F-16s. And let's just say you knew this was going to happen a week before. Why, you could put options. You'd put record put options on American and United. And you wouldn't have to worry about the people finding out. Even if it came out in the news, you'd just say, so what? It'll turn out it's government officials and the CIA doing the put options. So, you know, so what if it even comes out in the news? No one's going to punish themselves. And that's exactly what happened. And see, it's so horrible, it's so insane, it's so incredible. So they're up there laughing at the Pentagon and total information awareness. They're just laughing. They're going, yeah, yeah, it all led back to us. We even made billions of dollars on the side off of what we did on 911. These idiots never did anything about it. let's set up a Deadpool where we'll all bet off the intelligence we have right here in the Pentagon. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's what the Pentagon is now, folks. That's what they're going to do now at the Pentagon, run by Total Information Awareness, is that they're going to have a big, a multi-billion dollar, they say it could get up into hundreds of billions very quickly, a big speculation racket, just a big casino, and everybody privately betting, and, oh, guess what, they say for your security, you get a password-protected name, and the government doesn't even know who you are. It's going to operate like a Swiss bank account. They're setting up a giant cash machine for themselves, so when they blow stuff up, they'll make... I mean, they're institutionalizing the insider trading now on terrorist attacks. You want... Folks, this is... I'm about to just start flopping around on the ground here in a minute. This is about to make me go into a catatonic state. This is so off the charts, I don't even have words to try to describe how overt and sick this is. And folks, I tuned into Neocon Radio this morning. They were saying this is good. Well, this helps us with intelligence. What? People go and bet in the most dangerous form of so-called investing. You get better odds playing the slot machines or the roulette wheel. And they're going to do it betting on American cities and betting on our troops. And the neocons are going, how dare these liberals come out against this? And people call in, those darn liberals. Oh, I can't stand them. I'll try to elaborate on this and read the news articles. I mean, it's right out of the Associated Press. This is such just... This is all off the charts. And it's done on purpose. Be right back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Can you imagine how hard it would be to drive across the country without a road map, and how easy it would be to get lost? Navigating through the world of U.S. gold and silver coins can be equally as challenging. Fortunately, there is a roadmap to guide you through the maze of U.S. coins. The Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins and History provides you with the knowledge you'll need to make informed decisions when it comes to collecting and investing in U.S. gold and silver coins. The year 2003 edition of the Red Book, A Guide to U.S. Coins, has hit the bookstores, and Ted Anderson of Midas Resources wants to help you be one of the very first to own this guide with a very special offer. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering the 2003 Red Book and a U.S. 90% silver dollar over a $20 value for only $15. But you've got to act fast by calling toll-free 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Coin values are always changing, and so is the Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. Get the 2003 edition today. Call 1-800-686-2237.
What if you could actually save money on everything you ever needed to buy? Sounds unbelievable, but you can at www.homeshopgroup.com. Get your free membership today, and you'll be eligible to start saving on everything from pet food to personal computers. You see, your free membership in the Discount Home Shoppers Club will save you money at over 200 online stores like Walmart, Sears, Expedia, and Amazon. And that's not all. You'll even save money shopping at stores in your very own neighborhood with a brand new Club Bucks program. Start saving today with your free membership available at homeshopgroup.com. And here's the best part. You can start making money tomorrow. They will personally show you how at homeshopgroup.com. Through the Home Shop Group referral program, you can earn thousands of dollars in extra income each and every month while you continue to save big bucks on the items you and your family use every day. Visit homeshopgroup.com and get your free membership today. That's homeshopgroup.com.
No, folks, I can't back down. My family lives in this country. I love America, and I'm not going to let a bunch of neocons and their ugly stepchild Democrat servants bring down America for the new world order. And on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we've got the Defense Department program taking terror bets. Program models futures markets, and again, they just calmly announce it in the Associated Press and CNET News, just Oh, yeah, they're going to have bets on what happens to our troops. And see, this is what they did, the government did last time, knowing about 911. They put options on key areas and then knew you'd find out and knew that those people that were thinkers would know that they were behind 911, but they don't care. So now they're going to set it up right out in front of you, and it says it's going to be password protected with code words. No one will know who's making the bets, and you'll get your money. Don't worry. You can go cash in with the Pentagon, and so they'll blow stuff up and kill Americans and nerve gas us and release smallpox and take over our society and make big money off the stock market. And no one will ever say investigate. It'll just be, well, we make our profits. Ha, ha, ha. And you'll say, you're with Al-Qaeda. And they'll go, no. They'll say, you're with Al-Qaeda if you ask questions. We're the good guys that wear the black ski mask. Defense Department program taking terror bets, program models futures markets. A new Department of Defense program allows traders to bet on the likelihood of future terrorist attacks. The department's Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, or DARPA, designed what is called the Policy Analyst Market. The program works much like the financial markets, where traders buy and sell futures based on the possibility of specific events in the Middle East. It goes on, some of the examples listed on the agency's website include the assassination of former Palestinian president Yasser Arafat as a missile attack by North Korea on the U.S. Bidders would profit if these events for which they hold futures occur. Oh, defense officials said the market-based system is highly accurate when assessing such things as political and civil stability, economic health, and military disposition of the Middle East countries. Participants would only have to pick a username and password to participate, and the agency said it won't have access to their identities or funds. Oh, no. But critics said this allows terrorists who are planning an attack to profit from the assault or even make false bets to mislead authorities. Well, that's what the government intends to do. That's what the military-industrial complex intends to make a little money off what they're going to do and institutionalize it. Wow, General, where'd you get the new 25-bedroom house on 1,000 acres? Where'd you get this new $20 million home? Where'd you get the money? Well, I made a good bet. Rumsfeld told me I don't get to be part of the major Swiss account operation in the billions, but we are giving tips. This is a small bonus cadre. And these idiots buy it. The people don't even see what we're doing and blame you. Oh, yeah. By the way, did I mention I'm a conservative? Please give us your firearms. We're going to take good care of you. Don't mind all those prisons we're building. I mean, folks, this is just, all this is off the charts. Off the charts, off the charts, off the charts. And I guarantee you, they said, look, it came out in the news, we did insider trading, top government people did, CIA did, on United American. Why not just institutionalize it and do it right in front of them? They'll buy anything. They'll buy police in black ski masks running around and go, oh, look, there's the good guys. They'll buy cameras on every street corner. They'll buy open borders as families have their goods thrown out on the side of the road in the heartland of America on the 4th of July at checkpoints. They'll buy it, so why not just institutionalize it? And that's what they're doing. It's like right here in Austin, Texas. You get arrested for not wearing a seatbelt. They walk into your jail cell. This has been on the news. It's in my film, The Police State 3. I said on the news, you're now guilty until proven innocent. Doesn't matter if you're arrested for any misdemeanor. We're going to need you to admit to several crimes before you leave. And it lists family violence, drug dealing, drunken driving, hit and run, all sorts of crimes you admit to get out of jail for parking tickets. See, it's just overt insaneness, and then they say you're insane. It's like being teleported back to the Aztecs where they're cutting people's hearts out, and if you'd have said you people are crazy, they'd have looked at you and said, no, you're crazy. So that's what they're doing. It's the neocons have said it, Ron Paul's talked about it. They want to, quote, train us to accept evil and enter into evil. They're making evil good. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from water...
07091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I want the listeners to understand something. I'm not exaggerating. This is admitted. The Pentagon is going ahead with a plan for a put options or speculation market run by the Total Information Awareness Network, and the convicted felon, Admiral Poindexter, who isn't supposed to get near any type of securities, out of the Pentagon, and with anonymity, you get a password and your cash gets sent to Swiss bank accounts, and you go bet on when the next terror attack's going to be, or where U.S. troops are going to be killed, or who's going to get assassinated, or where North Korean nuclear bombs are going to go off in the U.S. or Japan. This is mainstream news, and they report like it's good. Oh, they're going to run a Deadpool. It helps them get some information and track things. Folks, they're institutionalizing evil. They're training you. This is a psychological warfare tactic to hide things in plain view. They know what they're doing. I mean, it was the CIA and elements of the government that did the put options, the record put options on United and American 7 days and 3 days before September 11th. Record put options, six times what they'd ever been in the past, and then a German newspaper said, we'll be able to find out who did this by tracking it back. And it got tracked back to the government and the CIA. Story got shut down. So now nobody talks about that. But so they can get away with it. They're just going to institutionalize it and go, we're official. We bet on who's going to die next here at the Pentagon. As if that's not bad enough. I mean, a general, you know, has got the troops in a position, let some of them die so he'll win the big bet. I mean, they won't let betting get involved with baseball. You know, if you're involved in the game, look at all the Pete Rosen people. But they're going to have the Pentagon. I mean, this is, but I shouldn't laugh, but see, this is how crazy it's gotten. And I heard neocons going, well, this will help them get key data in a free market system. I'm all for it. There's nothing wrong with speculation, much less run by the government and government affairs. I mean, folks, this is so bad from a thousand different angles, a million different facets. And it says here, a critic said this allows terrorists who are planning an attack to profit on the assault or even make false bets to mislead authorities. That's the plan, because the terrorist are the authorities, see? Members of Congress said the market idea is not only wasteful but repugnant. I think it's unbelievably stupid. No, it's very sophisticated and very smart. And I think they'll go ahead with it. They'll claim they cancel it and they'll have a new name for it. And you'll be able to go place bets by next month, folks. It's official here. This is amazing. This is absolutely amazing. Senator Ron Wyden said the bizarre plan we are describing today is a waste of taxpayer money, and it needs to stop immediately. The program's intent is clear. The federal government is encouraging people to bet on and make money from atrocities and terrorist attacks. Now, I've been going for 36 minutes, and I haven't really gotten to the point of what this really is. When our soldiers got killed by Iraqi thugs, and they are Iraqi thugs, Republican Guards, CIA trained and bred right here in the U.S. at Fort Benning, in torture, you name it. They learned all that from our government. When our troops, our good troops, got killed and were dead in those bunkers, you know, drug off in those holes, and they were showing the images on the media, that was wrong until the family had been advised. And it was macabre. And you notice the government didn't want that to happen. But when they supposedly kill the Iraq brothers, which is just, folks, every piece of evidence points towards it being a fraud. I mean, they admit what they showed you was wax statues. Okay, anyways, maybe you didn't hear that. It was admitted, okay? Minor footnote. There's about 10 different lies they've been caught in. We don't know what the truth is. That's the point with these people. They're saying different things. So which Bush do we believe? You know, it's like, which Clinton do we believe? Comedy Central has this piece. We're going to post it. Comedy Central has this piece where it's Bush arguing with Bush. It was amazing, folks. But again, I'm getting off track. What is this really all about? This is about not just about the government institutionalizing insider trading for themselves and making clandestine profits off terror they carry out. They can already do that. They've already done it. This is about institutionalizing a running man society where instead of betting on the soccer or the dogs or the ponies or the Super Bowl or the National Hockey League, you bet on where the next terror attack will be. I mean, talk about sick. And, of course, Gary Hart has already said at the CFR that Cleveland, Dallas, and Denver, so I guess go place your bets in the next year they're going to get hit. By the way, he said New York was going to get hit. He started laughing on Hardball 3 months before 9-1-1. He said, tall buildings. Oh, tall, you know. And Chris Matthews started lying, and Rudman hit Hart in the arm with his elbow, and it was a moment of sharing in a sick fashion right out in front of you. I tell you, it's so sick. So, yeah, whatever Hart says, bet on that, man. That's where the bet's at. Again, this is, but see, they know this is so crazy that your cognitive dissonance will kick in. So it's The Running Man, the number one television show in the whole wide world. And if you haven't seen The Running Man, you need to go rent it. If you haven't seen They Live, John Carpenter, go get it. If you haven't watched 1984, go rent it. And then look at these videos of Nightmare Futures or read the books. You know, go read a Philip K. Dick book written 20, 30 years ago. It's all happened. We're here. We're in Nightmare World. And you've got a brainwashed public that can't even see it. These are some of the other headlines, and I'm going to your calls. A voting machine fails inspection. It admits that one of the major big three voter machines can be accessed from outside, is designed to be accessed, and is fraud-driven. I mean, I've got AP, CNET News, Baltimore Sun. We had the lady on, a big corporate fraud investigator, who found out that all the voting machines are accessible by wireless internet. The League of Women Voters is trying to block a bill so there'll be a paper ballot record and to where independent groups can look at the machines and know how they work. I mean, the League of Women Voters is blocking a paper ballot and trying to block any inspection of the voting machines. I mean, folks, see, that's what, I mean, it's all la-la land. It's all, oh, man, let's just take some, folks, I've got probably, I'm not exaggerating, 50 articles. They're all this crazy. They're all this crazy. Remember in Israel a few months ago, the young Corey girl, no criminal record, great family, a Christian, by the way. The media tried to call her a leftist. She was a Christian, and she was there with Christians who were praying. They were about to bulldoze a house, and then the Israelis ran over her, laughing, and back over her, and the blood poured out of her eyes, ears, nose. She said, "My back is broken." She laid there, her bowels releasing on herself. The Israeli troops came. This was in the news. Laughed at her, said, "Serves you right." And our news said, "Yeah, she got what she deserved." And the Christian groups say that if you are for that Carrie girl, you're going to hell. You got to support bulldozers running over Christians by Israelis, or you're evil. And I've got an article right here from The Guardian where they now admit they target Palestinian kids. They'll shoot them twice in the head. So everybody knows they're shooting four-year-old kids now outside their parents' house or out by the garden or out getting water. And they laugh about it. And now they've shot other U.S. protesters, American college kids, Christian missionaries, and now there's a news report the Israelis will tell them, hey, you better watch it or you're going to end up like Corey. And then I thought back to 1989, Tiananmen Square, those tanks running over the people. But see, that's bad. But it's good when Israel does it. Imagine if Saddam had a bet going on a currency exchange about when Americans would die, when American cities would get nuked, when American soldiers would get shot. The Pentagon announced this. But if Saddam did it, it'd be so horrible. But when our government does it, it's so good, and you're a liberal if you're against it. I mean, folks, they got all this propaganda about how Saddam's sons had rape vans, and they would savagely rape women for power, and they would tell the young girls, you're going to hell because, you know, I've done this to you. And I have no doubt. I bet that's true. You know what? I bet it's true. Because I know power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And I know Jesus Christ said that the governments of the world are held under the sway of the Dark One and his children. And so, yeah, Saddam's real bad, folks. And so are his dirty sons. But, so Satan comes in and squashes one of his lower demons, one of his servants, and we go, oh, Satan, oh, you're so good. Your world government you're forming is so good. And your bulldozers running over children and BATF burning down churches and seizing churches and Dine Corps caught kidnapping 200,000 women and children. Oh, you're so good. Will you please run our lives? See, the big monolithic New World Order system says, well, these third world countries are evil. We're going to take them out. Yeah, they're evil. And you gave them weapons. And when our troops get hit by those weapons, you don't treat our troops. So that's the point. You have to think three-dimensionally. You have to think in a multifaceted field view spectrum of analysis to understand and correlate facts as they interconnect with each other. Oh, we're in deep trouble. That's all I can say. It's just off the scales. Every day, they're charting new territory of insanity. Let's talk to John in England, then Justina, I think, in Canada. John in England, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi there, Alex. Guess what? They've already canceled it. BBC News is reporting that the Pentagon have already canceled this ridiculous scheme.
That means it'll be doubled in funding within 1 month, guaranteed they're following past parameters and patterns.
Yeah, new name as well, I bet. They'll probably call it, I don't know. What do you think? What do you think they'll call it?
Security Protection Tracking Force.
Betting Unlimited.com. How about something like that? Alex, can I plug my new website?
Sure, what's your website?
It's thoughtcrimenews.com.
Alex, hey, that's a good name.
Yeah, thanks.
You got a link to us at thoughtcrimenews.com?
Oh, absolutely. I've got a link there. I'm hoping to host some of your movies as well for people who can't afford to purchase them from you. That's how I got woken up and broken out of my trance, was thanks to your video, 911, The Road to Tyranny. I'm hoping to make my website a daily stop for people with a UK focus. It'll be different from what Paul Joseph Watson is doing, because I'll try and dissect more of the British politics on a slightly
What do you mean, poor Paul Joseph Watson?
Sorry?
What do you mean, poor Paul Joseph Watson?
No, sorry, not poor Paul Joseph Watson. He's a bit busy because he's moving home at the moment. I didn't say poor.
yeah, you did. No, you know, I understand. Yeah, he's really busy trying to track the whole global scene with PrisonPlanet.com, and he's building a lot of new archives and stuff.
Yeah, I'll be focusing more on British politics in general, but also the worldview. But, the subtitle to my site is Cutting Through the Propaganda. I'm sick of all the nonsense. And I also want to say to you, I'm Jewish. My real name is Simon Aronowitz. I was using John until I went public. And I have to tell you, I disagree with what Israel does at times. And I get sick of being accused of being anti-Israel by my own family.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, I bash our government, I bash the German government, I bash all these governments, and Israel's running over our citizens and with tanks and shooting Reuters reporters from England in the head as they wave white flags. And I mean, this is not acceptable, and it's insane, and I was just illustrating how crazy all of this is.
Yeah, it's unacceptable in any country, but for some reason, people seem to think that because it's Israel, we need to defend it because we've been brought up to think we need to defend it. That's Zionism.
Well, it is. It's another form of racism. And, hey, the Orthodox Jews in New York are speaking out against the atheistic, God-hating people that run Israel today. And it's the same people who run D.C. and run New York, and they're German, they're Jewish, they're Chinese, they're evil, and the good people of the world have got to stand up and say no to evil.
Absolutely.
John, what do you think about them coming out and going, yeah, the voting machines don't work and are hooked into some secret government group, but so what, just accept it.
Alex, also wanted to say to you that it took 21 years for them to figure out that Roberto Calvi didn't hang himself, didn't commit suicide. Is it going to take 21 years to figure out what really happened with Dr. Kelly? Do you think?
Well, for those that don't know, tell them about who you just mentioned, the history of it.
Roberto Calvi was an Italian banker, nicknamed God's Banker, and he was found hanging from Blackfriars Bridge in 1982. That's Blackfriars Bridge in London, in the city of London, and you can read into all sorts of things with the city of London. David Icke has done that. But, they found him with bricks in his pockets, and his fingerprints weren't on the bricks or anything else, and they said, he hung himself. Well, he was responsible for skimming off of Vatican money and various other things, apparently, and it took 21 years for now the Italians to come out and say, he didn't commit suicide, he was murdered. Now, is it going to take 21 years for them to figure out, go back and exhume David Kelly's body and maybe find out he didn't slash his wrist?
Within 8 hours of finding him, they said, it's official, it's a suicide, no foul play, we're not investigating. And the guy sending emails around saying, I'm going to get my good name back, I can't wait to get back to Iraq. And yeah. I mean, they obviously killed Kelly.
Talks about dark actors. I mean,
actors around him, people mistreating him, threatening him. Well, I want to say it on the record. I will never commit suicide, and I have been threatened by dark actors, and if they're going to kill me, they're going to have to say they killed me or some carjacker did. It's not going to be Alex Jones committed suicide.
Alex, do you think anyone who cuts their wrist would ever lie face down? Because I can't see that likely.
Well, it's obvious what they did. They grabbed him, shot him up with a hypo full of the barbiturates, threw the pills out, slit his wrist, laid him out there, waited until he was dead and left.
Quite simply, it stinks. And it stinks like just about everything else going on right now.
What type of extremists are you? Why don't you start a website where we bet on what U.S. troops are going to die next, and we'll call ourselves patriots? I mean, the Pentagon was going to do it.
Isn't that a little bit unethical? I can sell out my ethics and go and join the government, can't I?
Well, you can be a government agent and blow stuff up and then make money off of it. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Yeah, we're not the enemy combatants. We're the constitutionalists. We want America back, and I would guess that John wants England back. England isn't bad. America's not bad. It's the people running our countries. And by the way, why do the neocons love the big liberal Tony Blair? Why are they selling T-shirts of him? See, that shows how they've scrambled everything. We'll come back and talk to a lady in Canada and a bunch of other people like Walt in Michigan and others. You'll want to stay with us. And, yes, I'll plug my videos, too, so get your pens and paper ready. We'll be right back with more insanity.
Most people realize that everyday life can be pretty unpredictable at times, but that doesn't mean your business has to be. A quick call to GTI Technologies is all it takes to put your business far ahead of the competition with the help of a predictive dialer. With a predictive dialer, your sales increase automatically as you eliminate no answers and answering machines. Imagine a live body on every call. Take the guesswork out of accidental calls to people on state or federal do not call lists. These kind of mistakes can cost a company thousands of dollars. GTI Technologies also offers a full line of computer telephony products such as interactive voice response and appointment confirmation systems and services. Call GTI Technologies toll-free today at 877-518-5888. Find out how GTI Technologies can increase your company's bottom line. Get a free information package to learn more by calling 877-518-5888. That's 877-518-5888 or visit www.gticelcom.com for more information and put some predictability into your business.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Justina in Canada. Justina, welcome to the airwaves. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. I'm a first-time caller, and you have a very interesting show, Alex.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it. You're very brave. I wanted to ask you, do you know anything about a QX machine or a QSE machine? These are machines that have been invented by, from what I understand, NASA scientists, and they're like they take out allergies and chemical sensitivities and food sensitivities. Have you heard of anything like this?
There's a lot of magic machines and a lot of magic cures. And most of it is a bunch of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And then people that find out the government's lying to them then suddenly think everything that the alternative media is saying is true. And I have found about 90% of it to be a bunch of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about this particular machine you're mentioning, but some machine that magically knocks all this stuff out. That's very, very suspect.
You know, I have tried that machine, and they are very effective, especially the QSE machine. And I just wondered if they could be used for any sort of mind control or anything like that. But
the government has lots of different patents on mind control devices and machines that put out a resonance that can control you. That's all admitted. But then people who claim they've got a machine that heals everything and goes out on all these frequencies and specifically knocks out cancer, there are machines that will affect your body, but all these specifics, and they had machines 100 years ago in magazines that were sold mail order,
mm-hmm.
and they would just heal everything, but you couldn't ever open the machine up, or then you couldn't return it because you rented the machine.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, people open the machines up. It's just a bunch of wires and a light bulb. So there's a lot of disgusting scams going on, and they give the alternative media a bad name.
Mm-hmm.
Does that answer your question?
I have found that machine to be effective as far as allergies goes, because I have allergies and I know what it is.
Well, look, I don't even know what the machine is. Is it an air cleaner, or is it some type of...
No, it's just a small machine, and it has different frequencies, and my concern is, I know that it works, but my concern is, could it be used for some sort of mind control, and especially where it's been invented by NASA scientists, you know, and I know about all these mind control things going on, so that is my concern. I know it works.
I have no idea.
You don't know it. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. I just stick to stuff, bills, legislation, news articles, amassing foreign troops, mainstream news, huge FEMA camps, Rocky Mountain News, Associated Press. I know they have Humvees with microwave guns that burn your skin mounted. I know they've got ultra-low and ultra-high frequency that'll make you sick. This is all admitted. But as for all the people saying, I'm a NASA scientist, I got this magic machine, send me $5,000, or I've got this other magic pill that heals everything, you know, I just deal with real stuff I can prove. You know, that stuff may all be real, but again, once you step off into that stuff, take my videos. You know, we're at the end of this hour, and I haven't plugged them. And you heard a caller last segment say that he woke up because he saw The Road to Tyranny online. I hope you'll buy it on DVD or VHS. I hope you'll make copies of it for non-profit, not-for-sale purposes. I hope you'll get Police State 3 Total Enslavement or my book, Descent into Tyranny. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order the films. Or call toll-free right now at 1-888-253-3139. And this is real stuff we can prove, and it's hard to believe itself. 1-888-253-3139. Or Infowars.com or net to order. Don't wait. Get the films. Wake America up. We'll be right back with the second hour.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most...